Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Ever wonder if it's possible for excellent actors to save stilted dialogue? Well, a game cast gives it their all, but there's only so much they can do with the latest X-Men prequel, Dark Phoenix. Jennifer Lawrence, Sophie Turner, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, and Jessica Chastain nearly work miracles with this script, but it's still a big disappointment. It takes real filmmaking skill to create tension in a story when the audience already knows the fate of the characters. Dark Phoenix isn't quite able to rise from the ashes. The lovable critters from the 2016 animated hit are back in The Secret Life of Pets 2. Patton Oswalt takes over the voice role of Max. Max and his pal Duke, voiced by Kansas City, Kansas native Eric Stonestreet, go on a memorable trip to a farm with their family. This beautifully animated movie is sweet and clever, but doesn't quite capture the magic of the first entry. Still, Secret Life of Pets 2 will no doubt please the kiddies. The sad final days in the life of William Shakespeare are the focus of the melancholy drama All Is True. Kenneth Branagh stars as the Bard of Avon, as well as serving as the movie's director. Judi Dench plays his long-suffering wife, Anne, and Ian McKellen portrays his wealthy benefactor, the Earl of Southampton. It probably goes without saying that All Is True is beautifully acted and produced. Trouble is, it's also quite mournful and slow-moving. All Is True is for Shakespeare aficionados only. Also opening this week, Olivia Cooke stars in Katie Says Goodbye, a drama about a naive young woman who becomes a prostitute. The Child Remains is a horror film about a haunted inn, and John Lithgow and Blythe Danner star in an eccentric senior love story, Tomorrow Man. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!